Chapter 4. Four eyes were reading the passage.
I was running the head of my pencil case along the line as I read it, and something caused me to raise my eyes. Directly before me was one of the mirrors I have mentioned, in which I saw reflected the tall shape of my friend Mr. Jennings, leaning over my shoulder and reading the page at which I was busy, and with a face so dark and wild that I should hardly have known him. I turned and rose. He stood erect also, and with an effort laughed a little, saying,
"I came in and asked you how you did, but without succeeding in awaking you from your book, so I could not restrain my curiosity, and very impertinently, I'm afraid, peeped over your shoulder. This is not your first time of looking into those pages. You have looked into Swedenborg, no doubt, long ago."
"Oh dear, yes. I owe Swedenborg a great deal. You will discover traces of him in the little book on metaphysical medicine, which you were so good as to remember." Although my friend affected a gaiety of manner, there was a slight flush in his face, and I could perceive that he was inwardly much perturbed.
"I'm scarcely yet qualified. I know so little of Swedenborg. I've only had them a fortnight," he answered, "and I think they are rather likely to make a solitary man nervous. That is, judging from the very little I have read. I don't say that they have made me so," he laughed, "and I'm so very much obliged for the book. I hope you got my note."
I made all proper acknowledgements and modest disclaimers. "I never read a book that I go with so entirely as that of yours," he continued. "I saw at once there is more in it than it's quite unfolded. Do you know Dr. Harley?" he asked rather abruptly.
In passing, the editor remarks that the physician here named was one of the most eminent who had ever practiced in England.
"I did, having had letters to him, and had experienced from him great courtesy and considerable assistance during my visit to England."
"I think that man one of the greatest fools I have ever met in my life," said Mr. Jennings.
This was the first time I had ever heard him say a sharp thing of anybody, and such a term applied to so high a name a little startled me.